More than 700 Oregonians lost their lives in the Vietnam War. 75 of them were from Lane County.
Carlton, Coe, Gray, Eugene. Jackie, Ray, Brooks, Cheshire. Timothy, Robert, Ownby, Springfield.
Kneeling down in front of the wall, burning sage and waving an eagle feather, veteran Reggie DeSoto says a prayer for the fallen. He places a laminated copy of a poem he wrote 50 years ago in 1966. He ad-libs the poem while onlookers listen.
We have no racist on this wall. We have no hate on this wall. We are all the same color Americans on this wall.
DeSoto, who lives in Dexter, says he served for 3 years and was deployed to Vietnam for 30 days. He calls himself lucky.
In Vietnam, I was with the 1st Aviation Brigade. Okay, I was an air crash rescue man. Yeah, I carried a fire extinguisher instead of a rifle.
The former Forest Service firefighter engages with other vets passing by, talking about race and unity.
We didn't die for prevent communism or any of the other malarkey, right? That was the reality of it. And yeah, we were lied to like crazy, just like the kids in Iraq and Afghanistan.
All of these guys?
They died for each other. We died for each other. We fought for each other.
The names etched on the half-size replica elicit strong emotions from those who visit. Milling among the crowd are clergy wearing labeled black shirts indicating they're here to listen or pray. Volunteers help people locate the name of a loved one and make a rubbing on paper.
There you go. You got him. To the right, Peggy. To the right, not to the left. Okay. You
got it?
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My name is Claudia Hohola. I live in Florence.
Hohola drove from the coast to Eugene to pay tribute to her younger brother.
My brother's name is on there. He was 21 years old in 1972. He was my younger brother. He was just under me, yeah. I was 23 and he was 21 when he passed, yeah. He was only there a few months. He was carrying somebody.
She used to live in Virginia and has been to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. 5 times. Her family members also try to see the moving wall when it comes through their town.
My son saw it in Colorado 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, and he says, Mom, you have to go see it. When I saw it on TV here, I had to come and see it.
The moving wall is 253 feet long. It has 58,306 names inscribed, including 1,300 unaccounted for POWs and MIAs. The moving wall will be on display at Eugene Skinner Butte Park every day until this Sunday, when a closing ceremony will be held at 2 p.m. For KLCC News, I'm Angela Kellner reporting.